Back from a 10-day visit to Pakistan, a top separatist leader in Indian-administered Kashmir, Mirwais Umar Farooq, has termed the visit as successful. Mirwais has also reiterated his demand that Kashmiris be included as a principal party in the dialogue process between India and Pakistan. Addressing media persons at the Hurriyat Conference headquarters in Kashmir's summer capital, Srinagar, he said both India and Pakistan need to resolve the deadlock over Kashmir while taking the aspirations of Kashmiri people into consideration. Speaking to Press TV, Mirwais said Kashmir and Afghanistan are interlinked, adding that India and Pakistan can reach an understanding vis-a-vis Afghanistan if the Kashmir issue is resolved.
India and Pakistan, as two important regional players, have a very important role to play. So I believe that that role cannot be succeeded unless and until India and Pakistan cooperate on Kashmir. So there seems to be a very direct link that the international community has to play a role, not only vis-a-vis the resolution of Afghan issue, but also with the resolution of the Kashmir issue.
Addressing a Friday congregation upon his arrival in Kashmir, Mirwais warned of an anti-government uprising in 2013 and 2014 if the government of India fails to take the Kashmir issue seriously. However, he expressed willingness to engage in meaningful talks and deliberations with New Delhi if it adopts a political approach instead of a military one.
Hurriyat has always been willing for a meaningful and constructive dialogue at a proper level. But the question is that is the government of India willing to take some initiatives on the ground? You know, when we met the Indian Prime Minister last, we gave some suggestions, proposals. And I think that, you know, those proposals need to be implemented. You have to create a conducive atmosphere on the ground. And I'm sure that, you know, if they take some initiatives, Hurriyat is keen to meet the government of India and talk to them.
Mirwais said Kashmir is an important party to the dispute and therefore the participation of Kashmiris is a must in the dialogue between the two estranged South Asian neighbors. Massive anti-government protests have rocked this disputed region for three consecutive years from 2008 to 2010. In which more than 200 people have been killed and many more injured. Even after so many decades, Kashmir continues to be the bone of contention between India and Pakistan, and the bitter dispute over this region has hampered the prospects of peace and stability in South Asia. Since their independence, India and Pakistan have fought three wars over Kashmir. Various accords, treaties, and bilateral negotiations between the two countries have proved to be a futile exercise. With over 500,000 Indian troops, Kashmir is the most militarized zone in the world, even more than Afghanistan and Iraq.
The much-publicized Pakistan visit of pro-independence leaders has been termed successful by Hurriyat Conference Chairman Mirwais Umar Farooq. He believes India must show the spirit and willingness to engage in meaningful dialogue to resolve this dispute. Saeed Ali Safi, Press TV, Indian-administered Kashmir.